Any question? When there's no question, means everything is clear, right? Okay, where are we? What are we talking about? Remember?
It's a translation that's not good for us to be able to understand the meaning around. It's about this.
We are at the beginning of a new period, which is enrichment. It means, inshallah, we know what it means, this wisdom. Now, we know the basic of the wisdom. We analyzed it, we know enough about it. Now, what should we do about it? Go around and collect it. This is what the information is always about. Here, of course, because we are not dealing with scientific projects, going around and collecting it doesn't mean that you should go around and collect more theories or information. It's completely a different idea and is much more than that. Scientifically, when you go and learn a specialty or a science, you graduate, you have the basic, everything is in order. There are the new theories and new knowledges here and there you will collect, and you will become better and better and better in that specialty. That's how the science works. Here, we talked about it. We said here we are not digging to get the meaning of being kind. We are trying to be kind, to become that fellow. And what shall we do about it? Okay, I want to become a better person. What should I do? Go back to basic. Go book one. Story number 8. Means the final story of the first half of the book. Do you remember the woman and the man fighting each other? That was the problem. Diagnosis was this. We had 7 stories which explained the diagnosis. First, you are in love with your intelligence. Second, your information are superficial. Third, deep down, you're jealous. Fourth, you play with the words. Sometimes you believe in freedom of choice. Sometimes everything is dictated to you and all that. The fifth, you're looking around for benefits, to gain something. You're looking for the place to park your car and a palace to go in. This is not what it is. The block, the thing that we are seeking, is not out there to be found. There is nowhere. Where is love? Love, first of all, love did not exist in this earth we are living in before human beings. Human being is the creator of love. Because? Why? You should know why. Why is it so? Because a human being has another understanding in the universe. Something has given to us that breath. I want to think about it like a breath. I don't know what it is, but I know there is something in me that it's not an animal. What is it? Dare to say one word and say, me, I have this, and no animal could understand it. How about, oh, kindness is a very fishy one. You know why? Because these animal lovers, they will tell you that their dog loves them. Love is a tricky word. There is a better word. There is something that I dare someone to claim that this exists in animals, or dare to say this is not important. How about that? Honesty. Honesty. Is there an honesty in animal kingdom? Could a hunter honestly declare I'm hunting, or a huntee show off? That's simple. Understood? Honesty doesn't work in the animal kingdom and doesn't exist. Honesty is a meaning. I understand it. Look at me and the big claim I did, even you in those features. You're looking at someone who declares that I have this, and I don't have any doubt about it. Because honesty, what is honesty? What is the environment of honesty? This is the fourth level of human understanding. Do you remember the levels of human understanding? We said human understanding is like this. There is one existence, is this. This existence is for everything, from a piece of stone to all animals. They see the existence. But this is not all. There is dream. Further, there is imagination, and further is non-existence. That non-existence, honesty, is non-existence. If there is no human being here, there is no honesty. We are the creators, understanding that, and we'll create it. I mean, the first act of honesty in existence had happened from the first human being who discovered that there is an honesty, and it's good. Because magically, it feels good. Period. You see the difference? So I'm living in another environment. And when I want to enrich, let's go back. My problem was, the fifth one I was talking about was looking for something to gain. Then he said, love. Love is that magical word. Where is it? It's in you. It's in a cage, belongs to the merchant. So you have to discover it, bring it out. Right? This was what he said. Then he said, and look at you. You're looking around to be loved. And you do everything to be loved. This is not the way to do it. This was the seven stories who declared what the problem of a human being is. Right? Eighth story, is there? Okay, conclusion. You are not fantastic because there is a duality in you. There is an ongoing fight in you between your intelligence and the other one. The intelligence knows that cheating is the best technique. Animals lived with it for millions of years. Which one of animals are living now? The one who successfully cheated. If not, they would become food. So my intelligence knows the benefit of cheating, and my other, let's say the breath, or nafs, or whatever, then he called it nafs. This one thinks about honesty. And me in between, on the war zone. This is the problem. What is the solution?
He said, come out.
Come out! Yes, that's what it is. So, book two is finished. I need to come out, right? I have to go and find places and the group of people who are thinking like this to connect and connect and connect to connect to we, right? This is what this book is about. Connect to whom? Here outside, first of all, here there are cheaters, because cheating is here. Even in this field, there are cheaters, there are nobodies that they claim that they are. Do you remember the story of the fellow who went to the village with the villager? He said, Rumi said, don't go to the village, you will become stupid, because that's what the stupidity is. The fellow who knew this and didn't know that. He taught the last part of book two was that don't go there. This is no good. This is not. Be careful. Here, he opened everything up and said, okay, now you want to come out. Here, when you come out, first of all, what do? You are inquisitive about the places you want to go. You look at them and you want to judge them. Okay? Let's first talk about special people. Who are these special people? This was the beginning. He said, listen, we think that there are some other elements of structure which is keeping this universe as it is. When you look at the sky is up there without any help physically or what. But there is another, I like to call it infrastructure in this universe. There are some other elements and there are some other powers. There is the power of Hap. Hap is powerful. This power is not the power that we see in existence and we recognize as power. But this is a source of power. We change everything in these people that we like to call them changed. Abdal means transformed. This transformation will do something magical. Even their physical existence will be different. So the first thing we read from this, remember, he was talking about these special people to know the source, the power that we are seeking. This power is not physical power. It's not even mental power. It's some power which comes from outside in us. It's like that light of Shams for me. That light was not from his body, was not from his physical existence, was something else. Sufi is someone who is carrying these lovely adjectives because is transformed. By transformation, I mean going through the fire, letting the combustibles burn out. Non-fundamentals actually burn out, is something like that. Because when you face that fire will be cold to you and will greet you with the message of peace. Because all the elements of your physical existence are your qulam, your slave. sleep, sleep, sleep.